The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The overall story of Tyler, the Creator's newest album is something many have lived through. You fall for someone. They reciprocate, but refuse to go all in. So you exist in limbo, waiting on them to bring you heaven or send you to hell. Consumed by the lack of closure, you wallow, you hurt, you may even rage. But eventually, and thankfully, you come to your senses and move on. Welcome to Igor, Tyler's Gothic Romance. This Colossus Podcast micro-series provides the vital details studied, analyzed, deconstructed, unraveled, and presented for your enjoyment. My name's Chris Lambert. Let's dive in. The major inroad for Igor is on What's Good. Specifically, the first and last lines of the opening verse. Turn my lights on. If the cop says my name, bitch, I'm Igor. What's Good is the ninth track on Igor. It might seem strange to not have the title character make an appearance until 75% through the story, but it makes sense in terms of the story's progression. Leading up to Igor's arrival, Tyler spent the album detailing this complicated love triangle where he's seeing this guy who's also seeing some girl. Tyler's frustrated because the guy won't commit either way. All the while, Tyler's a mess, caught between wanting to love and the fear of being unloved. We get the highs. And the lows. It isn't until track 7, A Boy Is a Gun, that Tyler first starts breaking away.
They be bringing us up, yeah, like now and again. Give a fuck what they talking about, I see you as a 10. I'ma leave it at that, I'ma leave us as friends. Cause the irony is I don't wanna see you again. Stay the fuck away from me. Stay the fuck away from me.
I'ma leave us as friends, cause the irony is I don't wanna see you again. Stay the fuck away from me. On the following track, Puppet, a similar rejection happens after Tyler is, once again, giving all he can, and, once again, this guy can't focus on Tyler and is concerned about this other person. The girl, presented here as Rudolph. You're number one on my list. To you, I'm Santa. Where's Rudolph? You're parasitic. I do not have self-control. I'm starting to wonder, is this my free will or yours?
Instead, what is your wish? It could be granted. You're number one on my list. See, I'm Santa. Where's Rudolph? You're parasitic.
Puppet ends with Kanye telling Tyler to breathe on a song, a pitched up Tyler or someone saying, cut me loose, Gerard Carmichael stating, but at some point you come to your senses. Tyler often uses the final moments of one song as a segue to the next. For example, at the end of I Don't Love You Anymore, he starts to speculate, but this might just be better for us, you know?
but this just might be better for us, you know?
The line implies that maybe they can have a relationship that isn't romantic. In other words, friendship. The next track? Are We Still Friends? A similar thing happens throughout his previous album, Flower Boy.
I wrote a song about you, I want your opinion. Opposite of my heart rate to slow down at the ending. Cause the love that I got for you has exceeded appearance. The lyrics are matter of fact.
November ends with a voicemail recording saying no one can take the call to leave a message.
I already know the response you're gonna say back. At that point, I'll hang up, disappear, and just stay back. And if you don't, I'll leave a voicemail with the playback.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Dun-na-na-na-na, 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 my baby.
The next song, Glitter, an emotional outpouring, ends with the same voicemail system.
How you feel?
We didn't get your message either because you were not speaking or because of a bad connection.
Fuck.
The attempted voicemail is a narrative device that ties the two songs together. Otherwise, listeners might not view them as intercontextual. Given Tyler's repeated use of connecting one song to the next, it becomes clear the end of Puppet is about the arrival of this Igor persona. This was actually foreshadowed on Igor's theme. There we hear "He's Coming" as the last lines of the intro and bridge, and then a singular, semi-haunting Igor soon follows. Cut Me Loose can be understood then as Igor talking to Tyler. That request gets restated as the opening line of What's Good, Turn My Lights On.
Turn my lights on. How the fuck you quiet with the mic on? I don't get anxiety, you Sam Bowie ass niggas. I just get my mic on. Y'all said I wouldn't go nowhere.
As Tyler comes to his senses, he's able to tap into the darker, less romantic side of him that had defined his discography and public reputation to this point. It recalls the don't give any fucks attitude of the skater punk who made Bastard, Goblin, and Wolf, all archetypes associated with unruly attitudes. It's fitting then that how the fuck do you quiet with a mic on is the rhetorical question that follows Turn My Lights On. Igor has, indeed, arrived. Tyler, having suffered in love, seeks to re-empower himself through a turned up, loud as fuck display of ego and bravado. I think you can describe this kind of venting and forcefulness as breathing on a song. By breathing, by cutting loose, Tyler, as Igor, can reset from the flower boy who is so in love. Generically, Igor is considered an archetype in gothic-inspired stories, a physically deformed lab assistant who works with scientists and monsters. The figure is most often associated with Dr. Frankenstein. There are certainly discussions to have about how that archetype applies to Tyler. I don't want to get into them here, as for the most part, I don't think they're necessary to explaining the core story and themes. The good news is, there is one application that's crucial. The bad news is, you're going to have to wait just a little bit to hear me talk about it. Because first, we're going to go track by track through Igor to show how the story unfolds.
This micro-series is part of the Colossus Podcast Network. This episode was written and recorded by Chris Lambert and produced by me, Travis Bean. Be sure to check out the other shows that are part of our growing network, including Watching the Throne, where we dissect the discography of Kanye West, and Your Brain on Film, where we take a deep dive into movies.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.